And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard, you've driven a few cars here of late. Both of these cars we're reviewing today, we have both driven. Which one do you want to start with?
Well, yeah, let's do the Honda, Dad. I think that's a good start. So we just drove, or recently, actually, you and I both drove this, which is the 2023 Honda Accord Hybrid. This is the Sport Edition. And it's all new for this year, Dad, all redesigned, which I think you would say it looks great, in my opinion. It doesn't look like an Accord. And so for those of you that are thinking to yourself, man, you guys are talking about a Honda Accord. It doesn't look like that, folks, in a good way.
Right.
It's a fantastic car, Dad. It really doesn't have a transmission, which I thought was kind of interesting, Dad. But Honda has programmed this thing in a way for it to have a transmission,
feels
in a way,
like
right?
It.
Or at least it seems.
Yeah.
It seems like it, right?
Yep.
And I know we could get super technical with how that works, but ultimately, obviously, it's got a Accord hybrid. It's got a fantastic system, Dad, and you and I have talked about this, that I'll just say it, Toyota, you know, has got a great system too, but Honda, I think, is right there, right? It's seamless. It switches back and forth. It works really, really well. No, is this a speed demon, Dad, to where you're going to be, you know, running up the road, you know, some of these other electric vehicles? No, but it's not meant to, right? This car gets 46 miles per gallon in the city,
right.
41 highway, Dad, 44 average, which is phenomenal. I think you and I both drove this car all over
yep.
creation, and I don't even think we were. I think this thing gets about over 400 miles in a sedan on one tank of fuel, I want to say.
It works really, really well. And to your point, too, the other thing about it that I really like, and this is different than a lot of other hybrids, is it does have a full EV mode, that providing there's enough battery power there, in other words, it's charged up enough from you driving regenerative in the engine itself, because it's not a plug-in, but if long as there's enough battery power, it will run on battery only, more so than most other hybrids of its type.
And like you said, it is sort of a specific vehicle, or it has specific ranges, right?
Right.
That it's got to be in. It's not just going to do this driving 55 miles an hour down the road, go to EV.
Correct.
But if you're stuck in stop and go traffic, you probably could run it as an EV for an extended range, don't you think?
I drove it in EV mode up to about 40 miles an hour, no problem.
And I think that's something that I think these manufacturers are getting better at, Dad, right? And that they're getting these vehicles. One nice thing about Honda, too, Dad, is their safety features and sort of their not autonomous driving, but their safety driving, right? So where this car will keep you in the middle of the lane.
Right.
It won't veer too much from side to side. Do you know if this one was all-wheel drive or not, Dad? I'm not positive on that. I know for sure it's front-wheel drive.
I did not pay that close of attention to it. I don't believe it was, no. I remember looking at the screen on the power direction and so on. No, ours was not.
Gotcha. Okay. So, I'm not sure if they create that. I know that we've driven several other vehicles that do have that ability. That nevertheless, front wheel drive here in Colorado would work fine in most cases, right? It's not something that would be of a concern to me. The biggest thing, Dad, the biggest selling point on this car for me is the price.
Yes.
Under $35,000, $34,970 to be precise. And it's got a lot of room in the back seat. Was able to put their car seat in the back seat. Went to make a grocery store run. It's got a really good sized trunk, which, again, these manufacturers, even with the hybrids, are getting better at, Dad. So with that being said, one of my more favorite cars, I encourage folks to get out. Again, especially new. It's all new for this model year, folks. So you'll see the looks. You'll see what we're talking about if you go do some research on this vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, head to your local dealer and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.